What's the tiff?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And the look.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the 2-horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the 4-horse.
I like the 6, that's the horse, that's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4, number 4, 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4 horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it, you are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your hosts, Jono Kabinjian and Kenny Roberts.
Welcome, welcome, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. Kenny, glad to have you back.
Glad to be back.
What's going on, babe? Anything new?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Just nothing exciting.
How was your Hall of Fame inductee?
That was awesome. It humbles you a little bit when you see some of those important basketball folks, officials, the friends of basketball, coaches. I ran into a lot of coaches that I covered when I covered high school sports.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
That's great, man. That's great.
It was a great time. Illinois State University, Redbird Arena.
While you were doing that, I was at Fairmont Park, and I tell you what, man, it was incredible. What an atmosphere it was. I think we had close to 15,000 there. It was unbelievable. It was a standing room, and people were really enjoying themselves. We had great weather and great racing here locally as well.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
Great.
Really is. We had those crazy people out front, those PETA people, and I was like, I can't believe people would be against horse racing. It's outrageous, but
they are, and they're there all the time.
Yeah, to hell with them. You want to go over some of our picks?
Might as well. Some of our picks
from last week, Saturday, and then we'll move on to what's coming up for tomorrow's racing. And first race of Saturday, that was a allowance optional claimer. And the results came in 3-4-2 on this one.
And my picks for that day were 3-2-4.
3-2-4. Well, not bad at all. How much did that pay? That paid your chalk.
$7.
Chalk, yeah.
That was a 5-2. So
good for you. I didn't do too well there. I went with the 1-2-3. And I don't know. Not much money in that one, but at least you got on the board. That's what it's all about there. And our second race was, let's see here. It was an order of, a claiming race. And this went in the order of 1-4-2, Royal de Hare, Mount Diablo, and Jaguar Ridge.
And, of course, I had that one picked 4-1-2.
And I had this one with the
2-1-6. So you weren't close.
Yeah, I had 2-1-6. Sorry. Yeah. Hey, but I'll get to how I did here in a second, pal.
That's fine.
We'll get the last laugh on you.
Yeah,
on this
I know you will, but that's okay.
And third race here, we had claiming race, and it was in order 2-3-5 with another dispute. I have it all, and Taste of Raj. And this is where I went 5-2-1, and I'm sorry, 5-2-3. 5-2-3, and it really did pay off on this one because I had this in Exactabox and I had this in Trifecta, and I was just getting thank yous all over for this one.
You had to be because the 3-horse, I have it all, went off at 14-1.
Yeah, 14-1, and I was all over that one, and it did pay off. I think that paid like $200 for Exacta.
$211 for the Exacta. Yep.
And the Trifecta 50 center paid $154. So
you multiply that times 4 and guess what? That's $600.
Yeah. So we did very well there. Green sheet came through. Race number 4. Let's see what we got on this one. Race number four. We had Bella Carmela, the four horse, followed by Holy Hoot, number one, and number three, St. Louis City. I really thought St. Louis City was going to run a better race than this. And the crowd, look at the crowd. It was under a buck on this one, 70 cents. This is what it's all about, the horse racing. You never know who the hell's going to win. These horses are flesh. You know, they're not machines. And this one was one of my plays here, but it, 4-5, went down. Went down in
and
flames
look at
here.
Holy Hoot paid almost 11-1.
Yeah. How did you do on this one, Kay?
I had 3-4-2, St. Louis City, Bella Carmela, and 4-1 K-Plan, which finished last in the field of five.
I had 3-2-4 on this one.
So you and I were not good on that one.
Well, I think the masses weren't good on this one either.
Yeah.
Then we go to the fifth race. Fifth race was a Royal Commish, the six horse, followed by See Ya Later Bye, and that was the three horse, and the two horse, Victory at the Wire. The two horse there. So we had a 6-3-2. What do you have on this one, Ken?
I had a 6-1-8. And the eight was
go ahead.
The eight didn't show up.
Yeah, the eight's still trying to finish the race. Yeah. Well, I had a 6-3 here. I had a 6-3-1, so that really paid off. With the 10-1 horse on top or on the back end of the exact end, that's what I had. I had a 6-3. So that did pay. And what did that pay?
$9.20.
Really, it paid $9.20 on the exact 10-1. I guess. Wow, look at that! It only paid 30 cents on the Royal Commish.
It's what happens when you go off at 1-5 or 1-9, maybe even 1-9.
Oh, wow. Let's move on to the sixth race here, and that was WW Royalty, followed by Bold Ransom. The one horse and the two horse Keg, the two. So it came in 4-1-2. And what do you got on this one, Kenny?
I had the 4, the 2, and the 3 Keg, and I had Hurricane Bay, which finished fourth. So,
you know what? I was a little bit off on this one. I went 3-2-6, and I got to feel your pain there from the last race. You finished last, and I felt it here with the six horse Paris Pike. I bought into it.
But look at WW Royalty wins by 13 3/4 lengths.
Yeah.
And he only went off. You're stealing money here because he only went off at 8-5 or 7-5. I mean, that's free. That's a lot of free money.
Yeah, but you know what? I think the crowds. I think they were a little leery after that 4-5. Shot that St. Louis horse
went,
that you know they
went
just
backwards.
Felt, yeah,
went
they
backwards.
Just said, you know what, let's take it easy with these real chalky horses and let's look around. So that's where that may have come from. We go to race number seven, and race number seven we've got the 6-3-1 WW Allocation followed by Artemis Joy. I can never say that, Dan. And he's been around here forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the one horse, Strathallen. Is that it?
Strathallen.
All right. Whatever. All right. I got a 6-7-3 on this one. So I had the top one. Yeah, but everyone else had that one too. It ended up being 6-3-1. I got a 6-7-3.
I had 3-6-5.
Three, six,
so the
five.
Five was Papasotti, and he finished 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of there was a scratch, so he finished fifth out of six.
Yeah.
So
All right. It happens. It happens, buddy. It happens. So we move to the eighth race here, and allowance optional claimer. We got a 4-3-2 finish. D-Rapper, followed by Showgood and Purging the Stone, and that was a 4-3-2, and I got 4-3-2.
And I had 3-2-4. So yeah. we were there, and you had the better.
No, I had even better because I even had the super on this one because I had a 4-3-2-1, and that's how it ended up being, 4-3-2-1. So that's not bad.
No, that's good.
All right. So then we move on to the ninth race here. Ninth race, our last featured race at Fairmount Park, and this was a claiming race. Ended up being 6-3-2, And I have a 3-4-6. By the way, the six was the Not a Ninja.
That's right. Went off at 10 to 1. So
10 to 1.
$22 there.
The 3-horse Sicilian Lad and the 2-horse Cruisin' Oki. And the 4-horse in the superfecta on this one was To Run Triple. So what did we have on this one?
Ken? I had the 4-3-6. You had?
I had the 3-4-6-8.
Yeah,
3-4-6-8. So we're around there, but we couldn't get the last leg of this. But anyway, going to the Kentucky Derby, what did you see in the Kentucky Derby?
Well, I didn't watch the race. I saw just the last
I'm sorry.
The last 16th of a mile when John Velazquez was just beating everybody. As I told you off the air here, the Derby is very, very hard to hit the winner. Although at 9-2, a lot of people did hit it. But when you're dealing with a sloppy track and you're dealing with 20 horses and you get a bad break from the gate, guess what's going to happen?
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you, man. It seemed like speed was holding throughout the day.
Yeah, and I told you that too. I said I should have bet with what I saw on Friday at the during the Kentucky Oaks. I saw a few races during the day on Friday, and sloppy track, same conditions, speed was holding. Once you got to the front, you stayed there, nobody could catch you, and I should have looked at harder and bet it that way or played it that way, and I didn't. I went for Gunavera, and he finished eighth, I think. I don't know what happened in the race since I didn't see it. Well,
I seen throughout the day the 3-4-5 lane from the rail was fast. I mean, that's where you had to be. If you were really inside, they would have caught you. As Smith Horse, he had the front, but he went to the rail and stayed to the rail. And I think it was a little bit more deeper in the rail. I think if you moved the horse out to 3-4-5 wide, you were right where you wanted to be, and that's where you seen them just charging from.
Well, as I saw the end of the race, like I said, Velazquez was maybe one off the rail, so he wasn't very far. He was closer to the rail than perhaps most of the horses in the other races during the day. I don't know.
Right. No, but it definitely was favored coming through for the Kentucky Derby. I didn't think it was going to happen.
Neither did I. There's no way.
But the public didn't buy into it either.
No, but somebody won $11,
yeah. No, you're
somebody
right.
Somebody won a lot of money. But once you break from the gate and you get mud thrown in your face, how are you going to run if that happens?
I think I'll roll around in the slop with it. Like I normally did in football.
So, yeah, I mean, you're going to – mud hits you in the face, that stuff hits you in the face, you're going to stop.
Yeah.
And that's probably what happened here.
Well, mine definitely stopped when the damn thing even started because I had the 2-horse.
Who was the 2?
That Irish horse that I was telling you about.
Thunder Snow?
That damn thing thought it was at a rodeo. I mean, it kept bouncing up and down. I don't know what the hell came over. And you know what? You feel bad for the trainer, the owner. They traveled that far.
Yeah,
and
they come from all over.
They got all these crazy dreams of what they're going to do when the horse wins. And I was there. I had a horse in the Breeders' Cup, and you start thinking about the winner's circle and everything like that. And then all of a sudden, this goofy-ass thing happens to where the horse is just looking like, like a rodeo, keeps jumping up and down. And I'm like, yeah, you got to be kidding. You feel bad for him.
Oh, you've got to feel bad for him, you know. So, yeah. But it happens. You move on, and Thunder Snow, I don't know if it's going to race over here again. It might. I mean, they might keep him around, so.
All right. Let's go to our racing for Tuesday. Matinee racing here. We got it all here, don't we? Tuesday, yes. Racing with beautiful weather.
Horse Hooky.
Yeah. Yeah. With great prices on beer, food, soda. I mean, take your whole family out. You can't go wrong with it.
Post time, 1:00.
1:00. All right, first race. Let's go to the first race here. We got a maiden claiming 4,000, and I might have just had a tumor, brain tumor, looking at this one. It was a rough one. Go ahead.
Can't it be that rough?
Yeah, it was a tough one. Well, this whole card is tough, by the way.
You think? Okay.
Yeah. Well, all right, go ahead. What do you got?
Your eyes must be closed. The horse I like is the 4, Name It After Me, trained by Tom Doris. It's a maiden claimer going 5.5 furlongs. Name It After Me has been running against much tougher. Big class drop here, running up at Hawthorne. $15,000 maiden claimer. Victor Santiago's up. Tom Doris trains it. I just can't see. And on the morning morning line in the program, he's even money. So
all right, we got that. Move on so to the second and third here. Let's see this one.
All right. I like the six in this race. I like Tiz a Hissy Fit. That's what you threw a while ago. You threw a hissy fit in there a while ago when they were throwing
balls. With a tour?
Well, they were throwing balls at you like that.
That was wrong. We're in there. I'm trying to do my work. They're throwing balls at me.
And you still got tears. You still got tears in your eyes. What can I say?
I did not cry, folks. He's bullshitting about that one.
Tis a Hissy Fit. Mike Durham trains. $7,500 claimer before at Hawthorne. So it's dropping down in class here. Another filly, and I like the two-horse, my third pick, Chattahoochee, trained by Charlie Walker. Ran last time out at Turfway Park here. It ran in an open non-winners of two, and this is still a maiden. This mare is still a maiden, so has the front speed. I don't know if it can hold on. So, and my long shot in this race, I like the one. Harper's Dream, a three-year-old filly trained by Dawn Martin. It ran one time last year. She ran one time last year and closed pretty good.
And her works haven't been too shabby either.
The works are good. She's got a bullet work from – oh, that's last year. Never mind. So there's got to be works out there. They've got to have at least two, I think,
right,
to be able to race. So I'm sure there's some works out there someplace. So.
Right. I went with the four, just like you did. I think that's going to be the crowd horse because there's not really much out here.
There's not much there. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go with the four here, and that is – what's the name of that horse? Name it After Me.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that one, and I'm following the same suit you are, but I'm just going to reverse this one. I'm going to take the two horse, Chattahoochee, and then I'm going to take the six horse, whatever. Whatever. But that's what we got here. We got
Jono threw a hissy fit. That's it. No,
right.
And I think that's a hissy fit.
Yeah, I think that's the way we're going to go about this. I guess the four with the 2-6, 6-2, if you guys want to box it. And again, just like Kenny, I think he's been looking at my sheet here.
I don't think
because
so.
Because I went with the one.
Remember,
to follow.
I couldn't print these out last night when I wanted to. Couldn't print them out till this morning, so I had to rush through them this morning. So.
All right. Well, you got it done, though.
Yeah, I did.
Look at that. Look at that. So, second race here. We're going 5.5 furlongs and optional claiming. It's a good race. I went with the one horse here. I can't even read my writing.
You're that bad, huh?
Yeah.
See, he's
horse.
Still crying, folks. Can't help him.
Smoke and Ghost?
No, Smoke and Gloat. It's a Smoke Blackened horse. That's a $10,000. They paid $10,000 to breed this horse. So, three-year-old gelding.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Because I can't see that.
Chris Amy aboard. That's
Chris Amy,
Chicago rider coming down. Usually rides for Scott Becker in Chicago, and that's who trains his horse. So.
Well, that's who I got here. I got Jack Comes Down and from Chi-Town and Gives All. I got this horse on top, followed by the two horse Outback Jack, and that's another Becker horse. And Santiago's on this one at 5-2. Followed by Looking for Love, and that is a Doris horse at 5-1. That's what I have right here.
One, two, three. You and I are the same here. One, I like the one and the two, but I also like the six. That's my third choice here, and that is Cat's Runaway. This horse could pay a big price here.
I'm not kidding. You say that, and this horse had the best numbers. When I broke my numbers down and everything, I got this horse having the best numbers. At 6-1, and Kenny's high on this one as well. You know what? It may be worth throwing this into your exotics as well. Why not? Because the real money's going to be going to the one and the two here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to forget about the other horses. I think this horse probably go off at 10-1 or 12-1.
It could very well.
Yeah.
My long shot in this race is the four. Shake 'em up. Trained by Mike Nance, ridden by Azale De Leon. It's been running tougher it's a Colt, still a Colt. So he's been running tougher, although this will be his first out of the year. Still now, working pretty well.
I don't like this one, Kenny, and I'll tell you why. Because this horse relies on getting out front. I mean, has to get out there. And you're not going to get out there with these two front horses here. I think he's going to start backing up. I think he's going to pull the reins on it, and after a while, it'll just be a breeze.
Again, it just depends on the break from the gate, you know. So,
yeah. Our third race is a one-mile maiden claiming, 4,000. And this one you may have, like I did, I went back to the bottle after this reading this one, because this one was a tough one, man. Tough one.
You think it was that tough? Mine,
it was a horrible one, actually.
Mine turned out pretty easy. It's Mike Durham trained horse, the four, Dreaming of Repent.
Yeah, I got
that's you, isn't it?
Yeah, I got that one.
You still dreaming of Repent?
For Repent, I went there, Kenny.
Azale De Leon is the rider. Mike Durham is the trainer. This mare, this horse I like a lot. This is a maiden claiming race.
You like this a lot?
4,000 maiden claimer. Dropping in class.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, look at the one time that De Leon.
Motley crew here.
Well, look at the one time De Leon rode this horse last year at Fairmont. Finished second, at this distance.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes.
Yeah, you got to go
back and look at it.
Yeah, I looked at this, and I have a formula of numbers, and this one, the numbers are really down on this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I got this one being a 6.5. Three. That's what I got. I got West City Lady, followed by Spicy Pepper, and I had what is that? I got I can't goddamn right see my writing here. But the three horse. What is that? Debbie's Temple.
Debbie's Temple.
Yeah, that's what I got here, and then for a long shot for my last spot on the Superfecta, I'm going with. What's you doing?
That's Eddie Essen Bryce.
Yeah, 8-1.
So my picks, I like the 4, Dreaming of Repent. I like the 5, Spicy Pepper. And I like the 6, West City Lady.
All right.
Okay. So we're kind of close. I don't have a long shot here because they're going to be long shots, and I don't think they're going to come here. So
fourth race, we got an allowance optional, 12,500. So this is a good race here, too.
Yeah, this is it.
What do you got on this one, buddy?
5.5 furlongs. I like the 3, Dr. Wynn Key, trained by Steve Manley, ridden by Chris Amy. I think anything Amy gets aboard, he's there. I like the 4 to finish second, and that is Queen of Wildwood. Interesting that Victor Santiago is aboard this Scott Becker-trained, Bill Stirrett-owned filly and not Chris Amy. I find that just a little bit interesting only because...
See, I got a different perspective on this.
Only because he rides first call, Chris rides first call for Scott up in Chicago, or he rides for Scott up in Chicago.
The way I look at this is I think the trainer wants to do both justice here, and he'd love to take care of Santiago, too. I got the 4. I think the 4 wins this one. Queen of Wildwood and... gate to wire type of performance here. I mean, this horse may not look back. He'll dictate the pace, and we're looking at a W here. The 2 horse comes to play. Plays in Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Plays in Peoria.
Plays in Peoria. I like that horse too. I've got that one in my picks.
And that is Melina Pompel. Pompel's the trainer. Any relation to the jockey?
I'm going to say they're probably brothers.
Okay.
Tommy Pompel.
Right.
That's a guess.
Yeah.
But yes, to answer your question, they're related.
And that's going off at 4-1. And you know, I think this horse is going to be really closing fast. And I like this one. Because there's speed in this race, and I think the 4 holds his own. And third spot here, I'm going to go with
Dr. Wynn Key.
Dr. Wynn Key, yeah, that's who I got on this one. And I just think that he gets into a little pace war with the other stablemate here, the 4 horse, and I don't think he's going to keep up with it. I think he drops back a little bit, and the 2 picks up the pieces and gets second place on this one.
And I like the 1 is the long shot, Brown Shoes. Frank Randazzo trained, Gino Velazquez rides. Only out this season up in Chicago. One that came off the turf, and it was a $20,000 non-winners of one for the year. It finished third by fourth and four and a half. So that's a pretty good out for being first out since December. So this horse I like. This might be a sneaky one here.
Sneaky one. You got a good point there. I just don't think it's got enough to be in the top two for the gold and silver. But I definitely think that we can look at it at the back end of a trifecta or a super. That's the way I look at it on this one. So,
all right.
Fifth race, we got another maiden claimer. 4,000.
4,000 maiden claimer going? Five and a half. Summy baby, that's me. Scott Becker, Victor Santiago. How can we not go?
Not so fast, my friend.
All right.
Not so fast.
Right now, this horse is listed in the morning line at 4-5.
Right.
4-5.
All right. Go ahead. Give us your plays
all
here.
Right. I like that horse. All right. The four horse. The second horse I like is the 8. And that is, I can't read it. Oh, there it is. Sexy Legs. That's me. I got Sexy Legs. So that's why I like this horse. No, that's not why I like it. It's had 3 outs this year. Been against much tougher. Dropping down up in Chicago, from Chicago. Had a bad, got bumped at the start. So this horse was trailed by a lot. Finished 38.5 out in the final, in the last spot. So we had trouble, had a troubled trip. So I guess they gave it all up at that point. And that horse is ridden by Victor Bellion. So he's had some success here off the bat. So, and my third horse I like is Just Charlie. Trained by Steve Fridley, ridden by Gino Velasquez. You throw the only race out this year, you throw that one out. Finished last by 28, so this, and dropping down from 7,500 to 4,000. So,
did I say not so fast, my friend, on this one?
But I also have a long shot here.
All right, let's hear it.
This will be a long shot. Right now, it's 30-1 in the program, morning line. It's the number 3 horse, Magna Marine.
Yeah,
I got
that one finishing dead last.
Okay, Dennis Smith, Juan Molina. So,
yeah,
I think this horse.
Yeah, 13 starts. Yeah. It hasn't done anything. And you got
had
this two-thirds thing doing something.
As a long shot.
All right. Hey, you want a true long shot here. You're going with the 6 horse. That's the one I'm jumping all over here. I like this one.
To win?
Long shot play today, my friends. First timer, why the hell not? This field is godforsaken horrible. This 4-5, it can be beat. It's not a... He's not an invincible horse here. I got the 6 horse. I got Lopez Hammond combo here. The 8-1. That's who I'm going with here. The first time starter. Then we'll follow it up with the 4 horse, and then I'm buying into the Just Charlie as well. But this is the one that I like. The long shot play today. I'm going with my first timer here, coming from Hammond's barn. And why not? It's wide open. There's not a horse here that. Can I mean 4-5? Are you kidding me? This does not look like a 4-5 horse. Whatever they say, I'm not buying into it. I'm taking the first time starter on this one.
Jono, that's a huge class drop for the 4. Huge.
Yeah, but you know
huge.
What?
Huge. It's
huge. Here's how I look at
it's
it.
It's huge, Jono.
All right. I'm gonna justify it here. You don't all keep right. saying huge.
Huge. Jono.
If you don't show anything in these races that you're in, how can you say okay? I could put a horse in. A stakes race, and he finishes 9th or 10th or whatever and loses by 20, 30 lengths and say, okay, now he's in a 4,000, he's in a class dropper. You did not show me anything to deserve any warrant on a 4-5 to me. I just can't buy it.
Has had 3 outs, been the favorite all 3 times.
I know, and what has he done?
He's finished 7th, 5th, and 4th.
Right.
Started out with 4th.
Three-time favorites, took the crowd's money and ran off with it and like a thief, and you didn't even produce in the top 3. Get out of here. I'm not buying that favorite this time. 3 times in a row, you're favorite at 4, at less than 4-5, and you let the crowd down. You think I'm going to buy you into that one again? Forget about it.
Why not? Forget about it.
I'm going with the long shot here. That's my play, the 6 horse. Moving on here, let's go to the 6th race. The 6th race here is a 5.5 furlong, claiming 5,000. What do you got on this one,
Kevin? I like the 6. And that is trained by Jerry Hammond, Lagoon of Diamonds. Jerry Hammond, Uriel Lopez has been running against much tougher and now is in a claiming race, non-winners of one of the year for the year. So this horse has been much tougher. And I know Jerry's probably been working a little bit with this horse. So it's got a little bit of class. It won three times last year out of eight tries, paid 20 and made 20 grand. So that's not too bad.
All right. What do you got? The third?
Second pick, I like Little Kick, Brian Lemieux, and Gino Velazquez. Has the speed. Looks like it might have some speed here. I don't know if it has the top speed or not. Artie Schiller, gelding. So, and my third pick is the 2, Highway 54, trained by Mike Durham, ridden by Victor Santiago, will be charging at the end.
Wow, that's...
definite class closer. I mean, a definite closer here. So, yeah, if they can close on this track, I have not seen the races yet, so I don't know what the track's playing like. But if they can close, that's what's going to happen here.
Yeah, I'm not high on that horse at all, but I do like the 6 horse. 6 horse is my top horse here.
Oh, imagine that,
Lagoon of Diamonds, and that's going off at 3-1, and I'm going back to back with a Lopez Hurt. Hammond's back-to-back wins from the 5th race, and I kind of like this horse. I like what I've seen on paper, so I'm going to roll with it. I think this is a nice combination here between the jock and the trainer, and I think they're going in the right direction with this horse. For my second place, I like the 5 horse, Jack and John, and that's a Wilborn horse, De Leon with Wilborn, and that's an 8-1 right now, and I got on under comments here, ready to roll, close as well from the outside. I think the outside is still significantly faster than the inside right now. So I'm still buying into that whole bias of outside, and I'm taking a 5 there. And my 4 horse, I'm going for third place, and that is, what is that name?
Seba's Dancer? Bob
That's it right there, yeah.
Robert Pompel and Brooke Stillian.
7-2. I'm buying that for, and you know what's amazing here is that old horse that used to be my favorite is Roski, and I always love Roski. Mm-hmm. Roski always gives everything he's got. Wasn't Roski more noted for the shorter like 4, 4.5?
Mm-hmm.
And now going 5.5 here. I don't know if Roski can pull this off, but I got him at 4th spot here, folks. So. That's what we got. We got a 6-5-4-3.
And mine's a 6-1-2. Little Kick, Highway 54.
Yeah, that's my last place horse. All right, let's go on here. Kenny, what do you got on the 7th race?
The 7th and final for the day is the 8 horse. And that, whoops, there's 9 horses in the race, or 8 horses. Queen of the Road, Scott Becker, Victor Santiago. Can't bet against these guys. Just can't. And the second place horse I have here, my second choice actually, is the 4 horse, Posh Ruler, Steve Manley and Chris Amy. That's my second play. That's my other pick. And the 7 horse is my third pick, Elizabeth's Fever, trained by Teddy Randazzo, ridden by Victor Bellione. And my long shot is Trist Cat, John Widar, Gino Velazquez. This one, I think, might surprise some. Could possibly surprise some people here.
I like your top 3 here. I'm going with your top 3 as my plays as well because I really like what I've seen from. And you know what? This is like great minds think alike on this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I like. I wasn't going to argue on this one because I like your picks on the top 3 here. 4th is wide open, folks. If you got the all button and you could spare it, why not hit it on this one for your superfecta?
That's a lot to use.
Yeah,
I mean you got 8 horses in the field. You probably shouldn't. Well, unless you got it.
Well, how much would that be if? I mean, all you're boxing is 5 horses in the back end of it, and. Sure. So all you're doing is if we're putting that top horse up there, which one's our top one?
The 8 horse.
The 8 horse. We put the 8 horse on top, followed by the.
And that's Queen of the Road.
What numbers? Second and third.
The 4 and the 7.
Four and the seven. We take the four and seven for second and third, and four and the seven and for third spot. And then we put all, I think we're looking at a, what, $3 ticket?
Yeah.
On a 10 center?
On a 10 center, yeah. Yeah. So if you got the money to do it, do it.
Yeah, I hope you got money for $3. Didn't spend it all on there.
On the hot dogs and the beer and
right.
the soda.
But you know what? Taking our picks throughout the day here, I think you've got a couple bucks in your pocket to make a $3 play. I hope so. Anyway, are you going to be out there, Kenny?
No, I will be in Oxford, Alabama.
Oxford, Alabama. What you got going down there?
Well, my daughter plays softball at Eastern Illinois University, and they qualified for the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament, and that's at Chocoloco Park down in Oxford, Alabama. Nice park down there.
Chocoloco.
That's right.
What the hell are they naming
it? It's about 50 to 60 miles east of Birmingham. It's only 10 minutes from Talladega, Alabama, where their big race was yesterday. So that's where I'm going to be. Cheering Eastern Illinois on. They place Wednesday.
Well, who do they play?
They play Murray State.
Well, that you guys could beat Murray State.
Well, I don't know. They smoked them up at Eastern here last week, 8-0, or I think that was the final. So that's when Eastern just kind of didn't come to play. But they can beat Eastern. Sure they can.
Yeah.
So it's at 3 o'clock.
It's all about pitching, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Yeah, if you got a good hit, and you might have a good hitter to help things. But that's where I'll be. Coming back Saturday morning, you know, that was the cheapest I could do. So,
well, you know, I mean, what? I got to watch one of these games one of these days. Because how fast do they get these balls going?
Oh, they can get upwards of 70 miles an hour if you get
70 on the underhanded ball.
SIU Edwardsville has a girl that throws about pretty dang close.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Haley Book Chambers, I believe.
And those
Haley Chambers Book.
And those fences, they're a lot further in, aren't they?
They're 215.
I could put it over. I could put it over.
Trying to hit a fast pitch, I'd bet you.
You know what? Get your daughter, and whoever else wants to pitch against me, I could hit that ball.
My daughter doesn't pitch. She's a catcher.
She's a catcher.
Yeah. So 30-1. I'll 30-1 on this. I want to see you hit. We'll hit.
Well, you're gonna find a huskiest girl, aren't you?
No.
280 pounds throwing that thing at me.
Well, you can just face Jessica Wireman. She's our number one. She's Eastern's number one, and you can try to hit off her.
I can hit off her.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, no problem with that. Stay tuned for that one, my friends.
If she doesn't hit you first.
Yeah, that doesn't count, Kenny. She can't be throwing at me.
It'll be like Chapman hitting Anthony Rizzo last
70,
night.
Though. I can hit a 70-mile-an-hour ball.
Okay.
Okay, that's a beach ball coming at me
here. Okay, all right. They'll start you off with a fastball inside, and she'll throw you a change. She's got a drop ball. Change and a drop. She'll undress
it. She'll
undress
it.
That
away,
won't look good. That won't look good.
All right, whatever.
I'm going to call the pitches, too.
Yeah? Yeah, let's do it. Let's set it up one of these days. You see me in there, how I was throwing the ball.
Yeah. You couldn't hit Jeff Cooper if you tried.
Dude, he was moving around. Did you see that one that almost got his head that he moved out of the way?
He did flinch. You threw six of them, and you weren't even close the last four.
I was doing my Fairmount Park work, I mean, this is really ridiculous here. Anyway, my friends, that's our show for this week. And again, I can't give a big enough shout out for everyone that showed up and just had a great time. That's what it's all about at Fairmount Park. And our announcer.
Keith Nelson,
he gave us a little shout out, and
that's great.
We're going to have Keith on this Friday. You're not going to be on the show.
I will not be here. That's correct.
You will not be here. So you know what? I'll try to get Keith on here, and we'll talk a little racing. Now he's from Kansas City, right?
Oh, I don't know where he's from. I do not know that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
You can ask him where he's called races. You know, I know he's been out in the upper Midwest there. So
right. So we'll get him on. He did a great job once again, and he's really into it, too. When they're coming down the stretch, he's really excited, which is really cool.
That's what you got to do. Yeah. I mean, like I said, he's called many races before, so it should be easy for him.
And I heard nothing but positive feedback from everyone at the track about how they're hearing our new announcer, so it's beautiful.
That's great.
Everything's great.
Awesome.
All right, my friends, that does our show for this week, for Tuesday's racing. I'll be back Friday without Kenny, and we'll do our Saturday picks, and hopefully you guys will be cashing tickets in for tomorrow. With or without our plays, just have fun out there and cash those winning tickets. Kenny, take care.
I agree. I'll do that.
All right, my friends, take care, and we'll see you guys this Friday. Take care.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.